publicly traded companies. We're one of only four utility companies in the country on that top 100 list, so we're very proud of that. Tidewater applauds the county and its consultant for their efforts in working to improve the comprehensive plan in the face of criticism on this draft of the comprehensive plan. And I would compliment you and the attendees there on the great civility in which you've shown tonight, contrasted with your neighbors to the north that I participated with just recently. This is very mild in comparison. This draft is much improved over previous drafts and shows the dedication of the county officials to creating a document with vision, protocol, and good planning for the future of Sussex County. Tidewater is both a water and a wastewater company. We're licensed and regulated by the state of Delaware. Tidewater builds valuable and necessary water and wastewater infrastructure. This infrastructure is valuable and necessary because it serves water and wastewater services to about 30,000 homes and businesses in Sussex County without taxpayer dollars. No one serves more people with drinking water in the county than Tidewater. We've been working for over a year with your staff and consultants to try to achieve a cooperative working arrangement. We believe the work on the central water supply elements has resulted in an acceptable outcome, although we did identify, again in my most recent review, there are a couple of editing references that I would again ask you to review comments that I had submitted before, in particular on pages 6.1, 6.2, and 6.5, and the water providers map after page 6.7. There are references that are outdated to what was previously called Public Water Supply Company and the Sea Colony Water Company. Both of those companies don't exist. They are part of Tidewater Utilities. I had submitted comments prior to this hearing before, and I, again, ask you to refer to them, or I can submit them again and be happy to show you how to edit the document to be accurate. That said, about water, we thought we would also be able to accept the various sections of the plan relating to central wastewater services. A review of the current plan, however, indicates that there are some inconsistencies on the wastewater management element. We believe that we had reached an agreement in previous drafts that would indicate that private, bona fide, regulated wastewater utilities can coexist with the county engineering department work in certain parts of the county. We are presuming that there was some error in the drafting of this current version, and we hope that it can be corrected. While we have been working on a collaborative way to suggest language for improving the draft comprehensive plan, we believe that there is certain language that remains that will damage our utilities' right to do business in Sussex County. The language would limit our statutory business rights and seeks to eliminate our rights to exist as a wastewater utility when competing with county sewer districts outside of legally defined districts that have been created by the county. We testified on that point in the April 3rd Planning and Zoning hearing, and on April 7th, the News Journal's editorial board apparently agreed. I've attached an editorial entitled Sussex County Should Allow Private Sewer Systems to Meet Goal to a document that I have provided to you, I hope. I don't know if Lawrence has handed it out or not. Let me just quote mercifully short, just two sentences. I will quote, private development often can have new sewer systems up and running faster, more efficiently, and cheaper than governments. Every major environmental agency has in recent years agreed that the private systems originally frowned upon have come a long way and remain far superior for the public good than septic tanks, end of quote. In addition to the editorial, I've handed to you excerpts from your draft plan that appear to demonstrate the inconsistencies that I've talked about. The document that I have in front of you quotes from Strategies for Dealing with Growth Impacts, page 1-6. Use powers available under state law to limit private sewer service providers from operating within designated county sewer service areas. Page 623, wastewater treatment strategies. It goes on to talk about regarding private sewer treatment providers in officially designated public sewer service areas. One option would be for Sussex County to control whether private or public providers will serve areas planned for new sewer service within county designated sewer service areas. To address the highest priority situations, Sussex County could limit this policy to primary service areas, those planned for county sewer service in the immediate future. Alternatively, this policy could be extended to areas intended for longer-term service, too. In some cases, the county may end up determining that a private provider can most efficiently serve a particular area. In other cases, the county might determine that service by the county is appropriate, in which case the county could contract with a private sewer service provider to construct and or operate the new county.